Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire risk and Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our mail haulers out there. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse pals and our Amazon drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things you see over there. All right, joining us right now, out there in California, IA, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And let's see here, where is he? There he is. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's Captain. Up, Mr. Kyle? What's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
They're going nuts. They're going nuts in the rafters. They're going nuts in the rafters. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. There, I'll get it right in a minute. All right, well, let's see here. President Biden took a little trip. He actually stopped along the border to a cleaned-up area in El Paso, where the day before there had been several hundred people sleeping underneath the right by the bridge right there and by the wall. And he actually stopped there, talked to some Border Patrol officers, did not get to see any of the people that were there because they were all moved.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly that, you know, the only thing Joe Biden needs to do now is simply say, I went there, it wasn't as bad as we hear about, you know, so we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and it's all good. And, of course, you know, when asked by one of the reporters as he was walking by the wall area, one of the stretches of the wall, he said, well, we're going to give them what they need, basically. But you're right, if they clean up everything and they show the president something that really doesn't exist, it's not good.
Well, I got to wonder if the Border Patrol agents that were there told him the truth.
Well, I would think that they would. One would hope that they would, especially in that situation. However, Captain, all that Joe Biden needs to do is actually turn on the news sometimes or look and see the pictures that are coming out of places like El Paso and not just wait for some sort of sanitized version of that. I think that the president went there because they feel like they have to. They have to do something because even people in his own party and people across the United States who vote Democrat are also seeing that this is a real problem. So he's trying to look like he's doing something. But to just basically set up this, as I said, sanitized version of things doesn't help anybody.
Well, the House rules got passed last night, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now we got rules to operate on, right?
That's right, yes.
And now we're hearing from the Democrats that the House's weaponization panel would probe the Trump probers and more.
That's right. Well, of course, yeah, there's going to be a lot more information coming out. And, you know, Captain, I think it's interesting because when it was Russia, 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 for example, just as sort of an inclusive term for all the stuff against Trump or all the investigations and whatnot, but when it comes to things like Hunter Biden, for example, the public knows that there's a there. And then other things that have to do with the Biden administration or other things that have gone on, the weaponization of the different institutions and so forth, they know that there's a there, and they're waiting to see what the details are.
Well, now they know that Joe Biden has a bunch of classified materials similar to what President Donald Trump had at Mar-a-Lago at his place. I wonder how that's all going to work out.
Well, certainly, Captain, what did we hear when we heard about perhaps having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago? There was a major eruption, a major outcry.
Sure was.
Well, that's right. So now what is the media going to do? That's going to be the key here. Watch what the media does and how they sort of gloss over anything that actually starts to rise to the standard that people were at that time accusing Donald Trump of doing.
Well, I'm pretty sure they will gloss it over.
Yes, well, of course, because there's a double standard, because there's a two-track system. And but again, you know, it can only go so far. And I think the American people are starting to really have enough of this kind of thing because they see it for what it is.
All right. Well, here comes the music in my ear. So hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning, Tuesday. And that means it's time for Have Lunch with the Captain today over at Mission Barbecue. Look forward to seeing you there. You'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30 on West Waters. In the meantime, we're going to go out to break. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And of course, I always have some free stuff there to hand out when I'm over at Mission Barbecue. That's number one. And number two, you'll meet some great people over there, great patriots. And of course, if you don't know about Mission Barbecue, every day at 12 noon, they play the national anthem, and everybody stands up. And the veterans that are there salute the flag, and the non-veterans that are there put their hand over their heart, and we honor America, everybody in the building. How about that? All right, now, I'm going to go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Former President Donald Trump on Monday urged primary challenges of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and GOP senators who vote with him, accusing McConnell, rather, of pushing through anything the Democrats want. How do you like that?
Well, it's interesting. And, of course, you know, President Trump, former President Trump, is, I suppose, speaking as now candidate Trump, basically, since he's declared he's running for president. And here we are now. It's the new Congress. It's the new year. The midterms are over. So it will be interesting to see where the wind sort of blows on this, Captain, whether or not some of these different senators who the former president's talking about, you know, continue doing what he's saying that they're doing. A lot can change between now and 2 years from now.
Okay, but I just got a message here from Lenny up in Atlanta. Lenny is saying, Captain, isn't it amazing that in his first visit to the border, Joe Biden took the opportunity to have a number of photo opportunities that were all taken, number one, with no migrants in the picture. Number two, everything was cleaner than it looked like it had been in years. And number three, the port of entry, the migrant processing center in El Paso, had nobody in it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they had to change a lot of things for the president's visit. And you and I, Captain, were just talking off air how there were all these different migrants on the streets, literally on the sidewalks.
They moved them on the other side of town.
They put them to another part of the town, exactly, where the president was not going to be able to see them.
Yep, and they still were on the sidewalks, still were freezing cold, and that's amazing. It's just utterly freaking amazing.
Well, it is, and I think primarily, Captain, because this whole thing is about messaging. The message really is that, well, this really not as big a problem as all these pesky Republicans and conservatives keep telling us that it is. So what's the huge issue here? It's all about, again, the wordsmithing and the messaging. That's what the Democrat Party elite care about. And if they're getting through with their messaging, then who cares? People on the street, they're cold. Makes no difference.
Well, it didn't take the reporters 10 minutes to find them and start taking pictures again.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. It's hard to, because it puts the Democrat Party elite again into the position of saying, don't believe your lying eyes, whatever it might be. And this is a prime example.
You reminded me of the song by the Eagles.
Yeah, you can't hide
your lying eyes. Yeah, okay. All right, well, you know, the negotiations that took place on the margins of the public House floor spats between Republicans over the weekend for speakership included several provisions that were worked into the House rules package, which passed last night. Now, the document adopted at the beginning of each Congress that sets the ground rules for how the lower chamber will function for the next 2 years, one of the biggest concessions was a rule to allow any member to offer a privileged resolution declaring the office of Speaker vacant, meaning any one member of House can call a vote to remove Speaker McCarthy from his position. Now, you can't just do that for the hell of it because you don't like McCarthy or something. You got to have a really, really solid reason. And another change in the rules replaces the current pay-as-you-go requirements to reduce federal spending with cut-as-you-go requirements through a provision to cap spending at 2022 levels that prohibits consideration of a bill, joint resolution, conference report, or amendment that has the net effect of increasing mandatory spending within a 5 or 10 year budget window. How about that?
Yeah, very interesting, yes.
Now it gets better. The negotiated rules package includes an order of business providing for consideration of a bill to provide for the development of a plan to increase oil and gas production under oil and gas leases on federal lands. About time.
Yes, exactly right.
And in addition, the rules package provides for bills to rescind certain balances made available to the Internal Revenue Service. Yippee-yi-yo, cow patty on that one.
Right, yeah.
To authorize the Secretary of Homeland Security to suspend the entry of aliens. Oh, boy, there's another good one.
Well, certainly if there's a huge problem that we're observing, yeah, you might have to take
Well, of
action.
Course there's a huge problem we're observing. 2 million people in the last year, I'd call that a huge problem.
Now, well, of course, yeah.
Now, to prohibit the Secretary of Energy from sending any petroleum products from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Thank you, Jesus.
Right. Well, why the president has been draining the SPR is beyond anybody who wants to look at this in a reasonable fashion, I think. Why get rid of your savings account?
Because they want us to go electric while the other guys get the oil to run around in their cheap little four-cylinder cars. That's why.
Well, but that's, going electric isn't practical at this time on a large scale.
We know that.
They know that.
But they're doing it anyway. Now, to amend the Omnibus Crime Control and Safe Streets Act to direct district attorney and prosecutor's offices to report to the attorney general. Then to require the National Instant Criminal Background Check System to notify U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the relevant state and local enforcement agencies whenever the information available to the system indicates that a person illegally or unlawfully is in the United States and they may be attempting to buy a firearm.
Very interesting, yes.
Then to prohibit taxpayer-funded abortions. Then here's another one. To amend Title 18, the United States Code, to prohibit a health care practitioner from failing to exercise the proper degree of care in the case of a child who survives an abortion or attempted abortion.
Yes, this is something, Captain, I think the American people have made clear. They don't want tax dollars used, by and large. And also the horrific idea that if you survived an abortion, that somehow you would be left to die. That's horrific to most people, I think.
Then wait till you hear this one. What's more, rather than the bloated omnibus bill practice that most recently saw $1.7 trillion spent in a 4,155-page piece of legislation without time for members to read it first, the proposed rules will now provide for separate consideration of seven bills under a closed rule within 1 hour of the debate, equally divided between Republican and Democrats for all bills. And the proposed rules package includes a 72-hour notice requirement prior to the consideration of the legislation.
This is one of the big points, the idea that you can't just drop a 4,000-page document on somebody's desk on Christmas Eve, basically, the day before Christmas Eve, and then everybody go vote on it. Nobody can look at that document and comprehend it in that time.
Then the proposed rules also bring back the Holman Rule. Do you remember that? Are you familiar with that?
What's the Holman Rule?
It allows amendments to appropriations legislation that would reduce the salary of or fire specific federal employees or cut a specific program.
Very interesting. Yes. Well, I think, you know, generally speaking, Captain, I think the Republicans are trying to make good on what they've been talking about. They're trying to make, and especially when it comes to spending, because that's going to be a huge factor coming in the next election.
Now, here's the last one I'll talk about for right now. In the negotiated rules package, resolutions are included to establish a select committee on the strategic competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, plus a select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government as a select investigative subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee and a select subcommittee of the coronavirus pandemic under the Committee on Oversight and Accountability.
Well, this is huge, because obviously when you have the ability to weaponize or use for your own political reasons and benefits institutions of the United States government, I think Republicans and Democrats across the land don't like that idea.
Well, of course, this is all part of the new rules package, most of it necessary in order to secure the support for McCarthy's election to be Speaker of the House, which is how he got elected. But there are already some Republicans who aren't all in on the proposed rules. A couple of them, Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas, said he's a no on adopting the House rules, and Nancy Pace was to begin with, but then she went ahead and voted anyway. So everybody's on board except for that one guy. So it's in, we're on board, and away we go. Hold that thought.
That's right.
Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin is back in his home city. Doctors caring for Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center. On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New York Patriots. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Bills' game against the Cincinnati Bengals last week after suffering cardiac arrest. Physicians said it'll still be too early to know if Hamlin will be able to play football again. They reiterated an update given last week that appears Hamlin is neurologically intact. Paramount Plus is releasing the teaser trailer for its upcoming series, Grease: Rise of the Pink Ladies. It takes place 4 years before the original Grease film. It follows four fed-up outcasts that want to have fun on their own terms and spark a moral debate that changes right or high forever. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, you've heard me talk about him for over 9 years, and that is Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that owns and operates Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take every single morning. Every day, I take it to start my day. Why do I take it? Because it works. I've got pain and aches and all sorts of things that are going on here, inflammation, swelling, that if I don't take that product, that it starts. And it starts not very long after I start my day, get up on my feet and start moving around. So, after I have a meal, I make sure that I take my Relief Factors, 4 capsules, in a little packet, and I don't worry about anything anymore the rest of the day. Now, there may come a time around lunchtime where I may have to take another packet because the swelling comes back, but in the meantime, it's under control, and the pain goes away. Now, what's good about this is it's all drug-free. There are no drugs in this product at all. And the reason for that is because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is also the swelling that you undergo, and the pain. It will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of where the problem is. And it's not uncommon. Let's say that my left wrist hurts, my left elbow hurts, my left shoulder hurts, because all three of those have been affected by being broken at one time or another. And I do have arthritis in my shoulder and my wrist. But let's say that starts to ache, and I take the relief factor, and boom, problem solved, pain gone. It's that simple. And the inflammation is gone. So all you got to do to find out what I just told you about is to go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. And while you're there, take a look at all the other different health products that they have over there, too. I take their vitamin C, I take their vitamin D, and I take their vitamin B12 because it's really, really good. Plus, it's very affordable. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, and we were just talking about the photo opportunities the president took advantage of in El Paso, where there just isn't any problem at all. I can hear it now. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is not on board with the Biden administration's recent crackdown on illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, I should point out that the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church and some other churches are getting a lot of money to take care of these folks when they either come into the U.S. or when they're on the other side of the border, are they not?
I believe so, yeah. They're also saying basically they're asking the Biden administration to find what they call humane solutions for people coming over the border, basically. Yeah.
So what's a humane solution?
Well, of course, I think ultimately the church is going to look at things differently. For lack of a better term, the church in and of itself is going to look at things in a borderless sort of way. They're going to see that there's suffering, and they're going to see that there are large humanitarian issues. So I think that's where their focus is going to be. Now, how that integrates into the larger issue, of course, of having a secure border, that's what you have to navigate. That's what the administration has got to navigate with this kind of criticism.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. By the way, Disney and their CEO, Mr. Iger, has ordered Disney employees back to the office 4 days a week. The party's over.
Well, right. We're seeing that happen with other companies as well. There's, you know, as much as you can do remotely, and a lot of people want to work remotely, and certainly that became the norm during the pandemic. There really is no substitute sometimes for being in a place of business and talking to people and interacting. For lack of a better expression, right, the old iconic image of around what they used to call around the water cooler, right? People would meet around the water cooler, and they'd talk about things, or they would be able to collaborate. So this is what Bob Iger is trying to do. You know, he's been brought back in, Captain, to try to right the sinking ship of Disney at this point because of they've had so many huge problems. They release these big tentpole movies and they don't do well, comparatively speaking. And that's because they've gone down the woke path, all these kinds of things.
And they've gone political,
exactly. And so the movie going public doesn't really want that kind of thing. So they're trying to figure out how to bring back Disney, basically. Because I haven't looked at their share prices for quite some time, but I know that for a while they were basically free falling, and they had gone to a very, 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 very low amount. And that's because they can't seem to get the magic back, and no pun intended, right? I live 15 minutes away from Disneyland, and it's the most magical place on earth and all that, but they've lost that. They're trying to get it back as best they can, and probably by bringing people back in, maybe that's a start.
Okay, and of course down here we got the cruise ships, and we got Disney over in Orlando, Kissimmee, so there's quite an avenue for them here. Now, in the meantime, the media, continuing on its desperation to spend every minute in politics and word is bad for the Republicans, touted the Democrats' unity around Hakeem Jeffries as some sort of win. Because if you remember right, during the 15 rounds of votes, he got every vote from the Democrats. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, McCarthy got in as Speaker, which was supposed to be a bad thing and some kind of proof that Republicans were incompetent and they couldn't get along and this, that, and the other. And I beg to differ because the problems weren't all that horrible, but the people that were making the problems horrible was the same cast of players that you just every time you see them, it's like, are you kidding me? They're back?
Well, certainly the idea of the making of the sausage, right? That's always a term that we hear time immemorium about how things happen at the legislative level, especially in the U.S. House of Representatives. But, you know, Captain, they were not putting on their best face at that point. And that's because a lot of this should have been hashed out behind closed doors. But you had, I think, some people trying to grandstand and grab the limelight and say, look at me. And they caused a huge consternation. The only problem with that is that the other side, as it were, and many and most of the media will take that and do exactly what you're talking about. They will simply try to tout it as being the Republicans have completely come apart at the seams. How can they ever govern? How could you ever vote for them ever again, et cetera, et cetera? And so there was a lot of damage done. But I think Kevin McCarthy's trying to get that passed, past them by hitting these rules and starting basically day one, quote unquote, and hit the ground running.
Well, what's truly bad and has sadly become commonplace is politics. It's now a coronation.
Well, in some ways, it is. There a lot of times you get these foregone conclusions, and a lot of times it's the notion of whose turn is it? You know, if you were the minority whip, and then you were the majority leader, and then you were this and that, you know, whatever it might be, and now it's sort of your turn to go and do something.
Well, no one should be put into a position of power without promises for a clear direction for governance or measures that discourage or ignore accountability. Now, this mentality is being touted by many in the media. It's outright misguided and based on shallow assumptions that make them look like the gossipy high school girls instead of serious journalists. And we know that they're not. They're based on their track record. But alas, it seems to be still being called out.
Well, right. You know, the idea of coronations and so forth are one thing, but at the same time, though, to cut off your nose to spite your face in front of everybody makes it much more difficult to govern, because the thing that the Republicans need to be able to do is be effective, number one, with all the great things that need to get done about the border and inflation and all that. And then at the same time, they need to be able to show a disenfranchised or disillusioned Democrat voters and independents that this is a great place to keep going from. And that's the thing. So that's the uphill battle that they're fighting, and they can't afford the kind of bad press, as it were.
And when we come back from this break that we're about to take to do our Truckers Highway and Byway report, we're going to talk about Steve Scalise, because Steve Scalise gave us the four priorities for this week that the Republicans were going to be working on. And it'll tell you all about where this Congress is going to begin with. And it's just fascinating, fascinating. They do have a plan. They've had a plan all along. I've been telling you that, but people are going, we don't hear. Well, you haven't paid attention. Now we're going to tell you again. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She turned the speaker down, and then she
Yeah, 1976, Kyle. Who's that group?
It's the Silvers.
Yep, and it's the whole group was a family. It was all part of a family. And they had that song, and that was their big hit, Boogie Fever. And that, of course, was from the Midnight Special. That's where they got started.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I was just going to say...
Hey, baby, you want to come on there? We'll buy Jackie, man, all that kind of stuff you want to get going there, baby.
That's right, Wolfman Jack.
Oh, boy.
And Bert Sugarman's Midnight Special. I used to stay up late and be able to watch that. And
oh,
that was
yeah.
Always so happy I could do that because, you know, you just got to see these great groups all the time. It was amazing.
Yep. Now, the endless onslaught of potent systems with atmospheric rivers of moisture continue to inundate California. Torrential rain, widespread flooding, rapid water rises, mudslides, landslides, all possible, along with debris flows, heavy mountain snow, gusty high winds, and all remain threats to the Golden State of California. Now, today, heavy to excessive rainfall once again remains possible, especially in Southern California where you're at.
That's exactly right, Captain. Just a little while ago, I was driving up Interstate 5 in my area here in Orange County, and the big sign that has, the, you know, they put up traffic advisories and so forth, messages, it said, avoid travel between 3 p.m. today and about 2 or 3 p.m. tomorrow, and or for what for me is tomorrow on Tuesday. And so definitely they are looking for some torrential rains. They're looking for flooding. They're looking for these hazards. And they're actually trying to keep people from going on the roads if they don't really need to. So if you don't have to go somewhere, might be a good thing just hunker down. We're seeing on the radar map right now, we've got rain up north of Ventura all through Los Angeles, out through Riverside, and it'll start making its way. Well, it's into Orange County already, and it's raining at the professor's house, I can tell you that much right now. But we haven't seen a huge storm come through yet. That's probably yet to come. We're also seeing some rain and snow also in other parts of California, especially right now. If you're heading down 395, you're going to be in rain, sleet, and perhaps even some snow. Looks like some of that snow might be butting up against some of the mountains there as you come down 395 in the area of Mammoth Lakes, Bishop, Independence, and Lone Pine. It's a great drive that I've made several times as well. But we've also got Captain Snow and Rain and Sleet up on I-80. If you're up near Winnemucca in northern Nevada, heading out towards Elko, over towards Utah. And again, the whole area of northern Utah covered in either rain or snow, of course, at the higher elevations as well. And up and down Interstate 15, you've got some trouble there as well. Down near St. George, down into the northern part of Arizona right now, we've got a lot of rain in that area too. Also snow sneaking up into parts of southern Idaho. And then also west of Denver on I-70, you're going to be encountering snow as you head out towards Glenwood Springs, Parachute, and Grand Junction on your way over to Utah. We continue with winter weather advisories, of course, up in northern Montana, up near Missoula, our friends in Butte, near Helena and Bozeman as well. Also, Idaho Falls, winter weather advisory. And rounding it out for this hour, down in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we still got high wind warnings there, along with winter weather advisories as you head up I-80 towards Elk Mountain. More next hour. Back to the captain.
All right. Well, the most problem that we've got over to the east of all of this stuff is going to be fog and or some wind. We've got some windy conditions down there around Pecos in Texas right now because of that front that's coming out of New Mexico and points west going to the east up into North Dakota right now, I-29. From the South Dakota line all the way to the Canadian border, I-29, you've got dense fog right along the interstate, it seems to be holding there, the river and the interstate. And then you've got dense fog over into Minnesota tonight, which takes you over into the Twin Cities. So you're going to have some dense fog in the Minneapolis area as well as down south of there. So I-35 north-south, I-94 going back and forth all through the state, you're going to have a problem there as well. Be advised of that. Now, coming over into Wisconsin, things are looking pretty good there. And then same for Illinois, same for Iowa. Moving on down the line, let's see here, we'll go all the way down to Louisiana. We have a little bit of fog around New Orleans over towards Mississippi. We do have some fog in the valley down there in Texas tonight, so that would be Brownsville, McAllen, and Eagle Pass is foggy right now, and that fog goes up towards Galveston Island as well at the moment. A little bit of fog around Houston. Once you get rid of the fog over there around New Orleans and over in Mississippi, you'll pick up some fog, patchy fog over on the west side of Florida. Looks like just north of Tampa and just south of Tampa. You got some fog there along the water. Moving up into the east coast of the United States, North Carolina got an area of fog there around Cape Hatteras, and then up the line in the Chesapeake Bay, we've got fog there tonight. Seem to be we have quite a bit of fog there, a lot there, Kyle. And then moving up the line, it's rough seas coming out of Jersey up around Cape Cod, and then all the way up to the Nova Scotia border. You got some rough seas up there right along the coastline. So that's what it's looking like right now for us over that away. And Kyle, you're going to go hang out at the Pilot Flying J because you got all that rain. You might as well just sit there and watch it.
Well, that's right. And before you go to the Pilot and Flying J, you want to be sure to join the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com because once you join up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. You're also going to get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other things like gear that they have, by the way, at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And when you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locations function to find their nearest location to you. It's super easy to use. So you want to head on over to pilotflyingj.com and use that locations function. And when you drive in, Captain, you know, people are going to get their supplies, their fuel, and also they're going to get something great to eat. And if it's cold outside, and you want a hot cup of coffee, you want a hot chocolate, you want some hot chili, or you want something good to tide you over as you're making your pit stop, the best place to do it is the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States, and there's a reason for that as well. So check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
What's the reason?
Because they're the best at it. Absolutely. They're the biggest, they're the best, and they've got the best people, and they're waiting for you.
Yes, they are. All right, and folks, don't forget that when you go over to the Pilot and Flying J, they've always got plenty of parking there. If you get there early, you can probably get a front row seat, but otherwise you get stuck parking where you wind up get parking. Motors, RVers, campers, they've got the hookups there, too. There are starting to be some of the electric hookups at the Flying J's. They don't have a lot yet, but they're starting to get a few, so be patient. There'll be more coming. And that's not free to park there either. They charge you when you've got to plug in. All righty. We'll be right back with more. Kyle, hold that thought, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return with more right after all of these messages coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear the night that we'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.